Good evening, Sutton. Good evening, Palmer. This is quite a weekend coming up. Something special about Palmer and some of the special people. This is our Who Let the Girls Out weekend. And we were just talking about the history of that. That was a fairly troubling and contentious winter. We lost our railroad tracks. Denise's mom passed away, which was really a blow. And we were looking at nearly every month another business was closing down. The economy here was pretty bad. And I remember at that time I was president of the Downtown Merchants Association. It was a long while back. And then how she came up with it, I have no idea. But one day I was there with Denise Smith-Statz and Delina Johnson and Teresa Roy. And next thing you know, I was put aside because I was the wrong gender. And we had Who Let the Girls Out? And so we have with us this evening lots and lots of people who are going to be helping us celebrate this. This is one of those very interesting things because the city of Palmer, the Palmer community, the Palmer business community especially, pulls together for these kinds of things. I don't know if you guys read The Frontiersman, but I've recently written a couple of articles about businesses that have been supported by other businesses. I'm thinking of Forget-Me-Not Fibers that wouldn't even be where they are today. And even all the way back to things like the Choose Respect March, which is very, very important in this town and supported by our businesses. And this radio station would not exist without the support of the business community here. And this is one of the things that makes this little town great. And the other thing besides that that makes this little town great is Denise. And so I'm going to turn it over to Denise, let her tell us a little bit. I'd like her to tell us a little bit about the history, how she came up with this wonderful notion, and a bit about what's happening this weekend.
Thanks, Greg. Well, I think you'll recall that there was more than just a little bit of a difficulty that year. What we faced, in addition to all of what you described, was probably the windiest winter we had ever put in.
It was bleak.
it was extremely bleak. And one day, Teresa Roy, we hadn't had many customers through our doors. And frankly, our doors had to be locked because they were blowing open willy-nilly. And so one day, Teresa from Cover-Ups came up the walk and said, "Let's just go have a cup of coffee." So we locked the doors on both of our businesses and walked away for a bit. Went up and Cindy, who then owned Sidekicks, now Whimsy, we all stood around her counter drinking coffee and came up with this little concept that we could have a customer appreciation event. And from there on, it's just history. Just history. And a lot of fun.
And a lot of fun. And a lot of people come to Palmer for this particular event, I think is a good thing, but I would call it a celebration.
I think that's a proper word. By everybody's estimation, it's a celebration of our cooperative effort. I will tell you that the last few weeks, meeting on Wednesday mornings and talking about where people are, what's happening, how their businesses are going, new ideas, new concepts, it's really a wonderful gathering. And then the idea that it's also to show thanks to those people who continually support us and welcoming people from elsewhere. As you mentioned, over the years we've documented people coming from, you know, Homer and Dillingham and Fairbanks and Glen Allen and Valdez and Talkeetna, and it kind of goes on and on. So it has been a really delightful opportunity, if you will, and also, I mean, a heck of an economic boost. For all intents and purposes, that, you know, that always, that bottom line thing always does come up, doesn't it?
Well, it's important to keep track of it, but You know, another thing that, as I said, you know, I was kind of pushed out because I did do a little work because I was the wrong gender, but the notion that this is a women's event, when we talk about who let the girls out, this is supported by, I don't know, how many women's businesses in Palmer?
Well, I can't give you a number right off the bat, but I know that the predominance of small business in Palmer is woman-owned. And if it's not just woman-owned, it's at least in partnership where families own the businesses. So if you start down at the far end of town with Joanne and, you know, Stacy Stegar, and you come up to Mad Matters and Fantastic, or excuse, I started to say Fantastic Fibers, but of course I mean Forget Me Not Fibers, Teresa at Cover Ups, Palmer Bar, just right up the street, it just kind of goes on and on. We have a predominance of women-owned businesses. And it's not just the small businesses that support this event. We have an amazing array of people externally who also support it. So we get funding from the city and we have great support on the part of the local newspapers, radios, MTA, Mat Valley Federal Credit Union. This year we had new businesses that came on board that are health-related. So Lodestar Family Eye Care, which was a surprise and a delight, frankly, and then Wishing Wellness, and then Joni Kirk. So three health-related businesses that stepped up to offer us support. And, of course, Active Souls every year supports the 5K, which is probably the biggest single Friday event.
Does Katie Arnold, is she still over there at Active Souls?
I believe so.
Well, I hope so. I love her. She does some great photography. And, of course, that is what this show is about, art. And one of the features of the Who Let the Girls Out is the art that goes on. We have with us Sandra Cook, and I'm going to call Peggy Hunt in the art component too. No, you don't. Do you just stay there? I'm not ready for Peggy. Peggy's going to take a lot of time. That, you know, plants have to grow. Sandra, tell us about your part here with.
Well, this year I'm doing raku firing. It's a form of firing pottery quickly. Most of the time when you fire pottery, you put it in kiln. It sits there for 8 or 9 or 12 hours. You wait for it to cool an equal amount of time, take it out, and you have your piece. Your pieces are fired up to about 1,900 degrees in 20 minutes or so, and you take it out and put it in a garbage can with newspaper, and it ignites. It's very exciting. It ignites, and you smother it, and a process called reduction happens where the flame is starved for oxygen, so it takes it out of the glaze. And you end up with these wonderful iridescent colors, coppers and blues and red flashes.
You're going to be doing this at the museum?
Yes, okay. Yes, in the museum parking lot from 10 to 4 on
now this
Saturday.
This is an interactive thing, right?
Right,
people
right,
can
right.
fire their
yeah.
own and have lots
yes.
of fun.
Yes.
Kids like this a lot too,
yes.
don't
yes.
they? Especially
it's very,
the
yeah.
fire part.
It's kind of magical because you glaze a piece of pottery and you don't know what color or how it's going to turn out. And so it's a total surprise. And even when you have some inkling of what the glaze might look like, depending on the firing, it can come out completely different. And so it's really exciting. And when you open the kiln, you know, all the pots are glowing and it's red hot and you take them out with tongs and, you know, and so it's kind of an exciting thing. It's the only participatory firing process other than pit firing for ceramics.
I don't know why that pit firing just made me think about roasting a goat. Why? Where did that come from? Oh, well, that's, can't take the New Mexico out of the
right,
boy.
Right, right.
With green chili, goat with green. Oh my goodness, I am on a tangent.
Yes.
So now, and the museum. What else is happening over there besides you
there's
and Peggy?
Yeah, there's an exhibit right now over at the museum that is quite interesting, done with eggshells. So you need to take that in.
It's called Paradox.
Paradox, yes.
Paradox is one of the pieces. The show is called Extravaganza.
Okay.
And it's pretty wonderful. Paradox is, and I've mentioned it a few times on the show, is a monumental piece, we'll call it, by Saunders McNeil, and it's beautiful, organic, kinetic, kind of like my new shoes, which I thought the radio audience would find very interesting. Okay, everyone seeing my new shoes? Very good. As we said, no bounds on our radio program. Denise, some of the other things that are going on. What's happening?
Well, other art that's going on includes an event that's a three-dimensional card-making event at Shane Lamb Studio. They have a guest coming in to do that, and that's a by-reservation event. Down at Mad Matters, Pam has got fiber art in the morning, and then she's going to be giving folks a chance to bring in their new or old shoes. I suspect most people will bring shoes that need a little bit of updating, and they'll be able to paint them, and it makes a lasting covering on a shoe that can be worn.
And I'm going to interject there. Pam's shoe painting, it may sound quite bizarre, but it's actually a really wonderful thing to get involved with. Usually, I think, what's the brand of shoe that's common?
Usually Danskos are the shoes that people bring in. But I think people from around here find it pretty exciting, because when you go out to the fair to pick up a pair of those painted shoes, they're $200, and you can take a worn pair of shoes and refurbish them pretty amazingly with her talent and skill. I'm trying to think of what else is arty in this particular event. There's a massive DIY project at Cover Ups. In this case, Teresa Roy has recently become the distributor for a product that was otherwise not available in Alaska. And so they're going to be doing all day. It's just going to be one DIY project after the other. And for those folks who attended the Vintage Fair this past weekend, there may be a resurgence of interest in that sort of thing, because you had a chance to see some pretty amazing pieces of furniture and other work. So I think that there's a good array of art and a good array of fun. There's a lot of music, I will tell you that. That's the other piece.
And we have a lot of that music here.
Indeed.
In fact, I think we're going to pick one of the three of you. And I should explain, each one of these people is playing for the what do we call this thing? Oh, Who Let the Girls Out? At various locations around town. Specifically, though, I think they're starting at the Palmer Bar. Is that correct?
Well, Friday night, the Palmer Bar has live music. And then Saturday, there's live music at a couple of places all day. That's Vagabond Blues and also up at the Palmer Downtown Deli. And then that evening, Klondike Mike's has live music, and at 9 o'clock, the Valley Hotel Caboose Lounge has Steve Durer and Doug Gating, which
they're
I can do. I
women.
Can do that by name, because
they're not women.
They might have been my choice.
Before you go, what product does Teresa have?
You know, Annie Sloan is the name that I believe. I will be very apologetic to Teresa if I misstate that, but it's a chalk paint.
Okay.
And it does a fabulous job. I saw some evidence of the work that she's been doing with it, and it's pretty darned amazing what you can create. You don't have to take the under paint off. It was a pretty delightful product that actually even inspired me to think about maybe updating a few things I own.
Yeah, folks who aren't aware of cover-ups and Teresa's business, pretty fabulous stuff. How to... I believe the term is used as upcycle furniture. And if Teresa's having do-it-yourself stuff going on, a good place to be.
There's a lot of good places to be this weekend for military families. Dusty Silva has invited Barbie Wagner, who owns By the Spirit Photography, and they're going to be free photographs, family photographs for military families all day. There's a lot of selfie. There's a bunch of technology going on.
Oh,
for
yeah.
those of
How
us around
this?
The table, that was a little bit of a, that was a little stretch. So there's a huge selfie scavenger hunt around town, and that was the trio down at Whimsy, who are nothing if they are not lively. Together they are quite a troop, and they put together a selfie scavenger hunt so people have reason to go to all the small businesses, take pictures of themselves with products in the business that are sort of help to identify our businesses, and then post them to Facebook, and that's big. And then Lodestar Family Eye Clinic is actually doing a contest. People come in and try on various different frames, glasses frames, and we got... The other thing I didn't mention to you, Greg, that I should, before you go on to your music, is there are a series of things that are being done as fundraisers. So down at the Palmer Bar, there is going to be a purse auction, and that has been a lively event in the past and has been very good for the recipient agency. This year, it's Santa Cops and Heroes, and there are a huge array of purses that will be auctioned off. Klondike Mike's is doing a poker run for autism awareness. And then at the downtown Palmer Deli, they have beautiful cakes that will be a part of an old-fashioned cakewalk. And
Wonderful.
That's for breast cancer. The funds raised there will be, and that's in conjunction with North Star Bakery, who donated the cakes, as I understand it.
Well, and I think everyone out there in Radio Land can understand why we love this town and this community and our businesses here that support us and we support them. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you so much.
Sandra, have you got anything more to say? You always have something more to say.
Right, not really. No, other than just come out, I have a wide array of pottery to select from that people can buy and glaze and just have a good time.
Thank
That's
you.
That's the main thing.
So now we're going to do some music. We have three young women here who sing, play guitars, and I'm not terribly familiar with. Emily, I've become familiar with, but who of you would like to come up first?
Go.
Okay, go. You have your guitar tune. Okay. So, since I'm not familiar with you, I'm going to let you describe who you are and the kind of music you play.
All right.
And where you're going to be this weekend.
Cool. My name's Devin McClure.
So we're going to have to get a mic on you.
All right. My name's Devin McClure. I am, how would I describe what I play? I'm still kind of learning as far as what my sound is for original pieces, so I have a few of those, but mainly I like to play a lot of old classic rock stuff my parents listened to that I also grew up listening. And that's kind of my favorite stuff to play. I think it's a lot of fun, and I think it's really cool because I don't run into a lot of ladies like myself singing songs like that.
Well, you can highly recommend it from our Josh Freitogel. I suspect, obviously you knew that's where we got connected. So I presume you're a Wasilla person.
I am not. I'm actually from Palmer. I graduated from Palmer High. And...
Well, see, that's why we have you here, to tell me where I'm wrong.
Yeah, but I'll be playing on Saturday, 4 o'clock, I'll be at Vagabond Blues, and then I'm playing 6 o'clock at the downtown Palmer Deli, which I've never played there yet. This is my first time playing there, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Have you played at Vagabond before?
I have. Yep, it was a while ago. This is my third Who Let the Girls Out, so.
Well, as you know, I'm gender challenged, so
yeah.
I don't. Though, and I should put that out there, because the women of this town who have produced this celebration is a good way of putting it. Men are not excluded. We're more than welcome to come and visit these shops and be part of this celebration. I've never been kicked out because of my gender. So Play us something.
Yeah. I'm going to start off with this one. I like starting with this one. I think it's a good one. This is a Marshall Tucker song. Train, I'm going down to the station, Lord. I don't care where it goes. I'm gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain, oh, and jump off. Ain't nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see? What that woman, oh, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman, oh, she been doing to me? I'm gonna find me a hole in the wall. I wanna crawl inside and die. Because my lady now, the mean old woman, Lord, when told me goodbye. Now can't you see, oh, can't you see what that woman, oh, she been doing to me? Can't you see, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? I'm gonna take a freight train. I'm going down to the station, Lord. Oh, gonna ride me a southbound. I'm going all the way to Georgia now. Gonna buy a ticket now. I'm going as far as I can. I ain't never coming back. Gonna ride me the southbound. I'm going all the way to Georgia now. Until the train run out of track. Now can't you see? Oh, oh, oh. Can't you see what that woman, she been doing to me? Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman, oh, she been doing to me?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to make her. Yeah, I don't think anyone can make Peggy Hunt do anything. I'm going to ask Peggy Hunt to come up here and tell us a little bit about what she's going to be doing at the museum and her demonstration work that she's going to be doing about sap making.
Well, I've never at loss for words, except for when I have a strange black microphone in front of me. This is weird. Sorry.
Is it weird?
Yeah. Okay.
We do this often in radio.
Okay.
So when we have you back, you're going to find the same strange black thing in front of you. But very imaginative anyways.
Well, I work with native plants. And I've started a new business called Peggy Hunt and Alaska Plant Associates. And because I work with Alaska plants, they are my associates. I couldn't do this without them. So that's why it's called that. The museum, the Palmer Museum and Visitor Center, asked me to do a program for them from 12 to 2 on Saturday for Who Let the Girls Out. And this is looking at how to make a salve from native plants. And of course, to make a salve, you first have to make an oil infusion. And so I'll be describing, demonstrating, and making many of these different salves. And I'm focusing on native plants that are coming out right now that we want to use. In fact, I have a salve for you to try. This one is made from Devil's Club.
Yeah. Smells good.
Devil's Club, so many people know of Devil's Club as so thorny and terrible. But try it on your hands.
I will.
Dip your finger in it. And
okay, radio audience, I am now slathering my hands with this. Let's see if we can get some sound with it. Nope, I don't think so. It's so smooth, but it certainly moisturizes your hands quickly.
It not only moisturizes, but it will heal wounds. And if you have, Raynaud's, circulatory problems, Devil's Club helps with that. These plants are ones that have been used for many years, you know, throughout history. And there's several authorities out there, besides myself, but Janice Schofield's Discovering Wild Plants and Beverly Gray's book on the boreal herbal are good books to use to learn. But as he's putting this on his hands, some salves are harder than others, more solid, and we'll be looking at that. Like if you were using a lip balm, it would be made the same way, but you do different things to it. So we'll be talking on Saturday making salves of Devil's Club. We'll be making a salve of chickweed and nettles. And that salve is so useful for all the itchiness that we get from mosquitoes. Just perfect for right now. I do grow chickweed at home in the winter, but I also have some dried chickweed, and it's, of course, coming up, and the nettles are coming up. And then we'll also be looking at probably some wormwood and yarrow, but I also have on the stove that's cooking right now is cottonwood buds.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second because we have to go to the bottom of the hour station break.
Okay.
FCC regulations, you know.
You're listening to KVRF FM, Radio Free Palmer. We promote community through radio that involves, informs, educates, and celebrates. Big Cabbage Radio for Palmer, Sutton, the Butte, Chickaloon, and beyond.
Well, one thing I can tell you about this just lovely smell of the salve, but also that you don't need to use much of it. I'm thoroughly oiled up. I love it. Feels good. Oh, put it on my elbows, I'm told. Rub it in. Well, I'm not being told. I'm being shown. Okay. So you're going to have quite a demonstration at the museum.
Right.
Right.
The cottonwood buds, you know, the stickiness from those buds, they create a really wonderful medicine. And you can use it as just an oil for sore muscles. But I'm going to make it into a salve because you can see how with a salve, you can really rub that in. So we'll be doing that. And if people want to take some home with them, They can bring a tin or something to put it in. If not, I will have jars of the salve to purchase.
Super. And just a little interjection here. Now, I could be wrong, but you are going to be working with Becky and her new business, doing a dye garden, I understand?
We've talked about it, yes.
Okay. Well, I think she's planning on it.
Oh, okay. That's great.
I wrote about it in the newspaper last week. So.
Oh, really? Yeah, good. Well, that's good because, yes, I do work, again, with all kinds of native plants, and it's called ethnobotany. So you're looking at the uses of plants, whether it's medicinal, edible, or useful, and making dyes from plants is definitely useful.
Excellent. An art form in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Once again, folks, this is our Who Let the Girls Out weekend, and Peggy's going to be at the museum.
12 to 2.
So look for her. Get some salve. This stuff is wonderful. It just feels just perfect. I put too much.
Yeah, a little bit goes a long way.
So you'll learn that too. Thank you so much, Peggy.
Thank you.
I think we're going to make Amy come up here and play something because I have never heard her play anything. And I'm excited. I'm excited. Do you want to sit down or do you want to stand? Okay, well then, there's your chair. Our engineer, Mike, will make sure you are there. So, Amy, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're playing this weekend.
So, my name is Amy Beth, and I'm actually from Wasilla, originally from Western New York, but I've been up here for quite a while. But I do come to Palmer quite often, and I greatly enjoy it here. So I'm really excited to play for this. And I have done this a few years as well, and it's really awesome to hear all the stories that everybody has to say. And I'm so excited, and I feel really honored to be playing for this event with everything that I've heard from the ladies. So I'll be playing at Vagabond at 5 o'clock, and then also the Palmer Deli at 7. So, and yeah.
So basically what all three of you will be sequenced at those two locations. Is that correct? No. Emily has to be different. Okay. Super. And Wasilla. I've heard of that place. Oh, yeah. So welcome to Palmer. And
thank you.
Play for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Na 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 na. Recall when I was young, Mom and Dad would say, don't play in the street, don't jump in too deep, just be free. Remember my first love, man, did I fall hard? Mom would say, it's okay, just be free. Na 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 na. Just be free. Climb every mountain. Swim in the sea. Take the path that has more grass. Just be free. Na 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 na. Na na na, just be free. Now that I have grown, always look both ways. Sometimes I jump in too deep,
with both feet, 'cause I'm free. Seen a lot of loves, seems I've been through it all. It's okay, like Mom would say, just be free. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na na na. Na na na. Just be free. Climb every mountain. Swim in the sea. Take the path that has more grass. Just be free. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Thank you. So, one of the things you're going to see at Vagabond and wherever else that Emily's at in downtown, downtown, you're up next, by the way. Yes, you are.
Okay.
So, well, you better get a guitar. Okay. I mean, up next. I'm circulating around with the three of you here till the end of the show. You're going to see that there are three distinct voice types here. Pretty exciting, these young ladies. And that's another thing that's important is who let the girls out. Though it's somewhat gender specific, it is all ages are invited and part of it. These young women and then some really old women too. But we don't name them by because we get in trouble. Now Emily, who I've met before. Is going to be playing a new song that she just wrote, aren't you?
Yes,
she is.
Strangling myself here.
Yeah, it's taken her a while to get settled here. So, once again, I'll let you introduce yourself, Emily Berry.
Hi, I'm Emily. And Devin, that was beautiful. And I always love Amy's music. And she is the classic folk artist to me. She has a really good sense of community, and so I've enjoyed it. I'm going to play one that I still have to look at the words for called Spun. I just wrote it a day and a half ago. So.
And you'll find that on Facebook, both on Emily's page and on Art in the Valley page, and pretty neat. Speaking of selfies.
Yeah. Emily, speaking of selfies.
There you go. This time.
watching the wind blow. I fear what I know. I see the caution signs, but don't go slow. Shadows twisting round. All my memories and my fears and doubts make a mess.
Wonderful. And while we have you can't get gone yet. I have talked to you some. That's what it's a radio program. It's we have to interact. I always have to ask, of course, of inspiration. That's a classic line. When you write a song, you're supposed to be inspired.
I was inspired. That song is called Spun. And lately I just have so many things going on in my head. things going on that I'm trying to work out in my life and make sense of. And I just feel like I'm spinning, you know. So hence the song. I'm totally spun.
Spun out. I can understand that. I like the little part about by the window there. Mm-hmm. Very, very sweet. You have a interesting style of singing. It almost reminds me of... what was it that Allen Ginsberg said about Bob Dylan with his breathing? Very nice.
All wrong?
Maybe Allen said that, but I don't think so. And I'm not saying that either. It's very, very nice. As I said, all three of you are so distinctively different and very nice to listen to. I think folks coming to Palmer... You three would be reason enough to come to Palmer. If there wasn't anything else going on, just coming to Palmer to see you three would be pretty exciting. So you're up next. We're going to do, I think we have time to do each one of you one more piece. And got about 15 minutes here. I'm not allowed to run long like the other guy that, you know, when Mike's interviewing somebody, they can run long, but... I get cut off, so. So we're back here, and for some reason I want to mention our old friend Rob Czerneski, who isn't doing so well these days, but that Seagull guitar is a reminder that he's still part of our lives here. Everywhere in town, and we miss him. So there, I got that off my chest.
All right, I guess I'll do an original. Might as well know what
Please.
My own songs sound like. All right.
I remember the night when it all went wrong, and my peace of mind had just up and gone with a drunken fist and the slurs of a forked tongue. From there on out, I let my fears call the shots. My once bold heart had gotten tied up in knots, and I wondered if I would ever see the light again. Out of nowhere, there you were. I saw a spark ignite, a breath of new air. It was love at first sight. You leveled me out, fill in the cracks with you in my sights. Oh, there is no looking back at what I have done.
or the ones who could have filled your shoes. It's just you, my man from out of the blue. Before you came along, I was a wandering soul with a heart left in pieces and no one to hold at night. When the ghost came knocking on my door, once I slipped to the depths of isolation, my glass filled with hopelessness and self-medication. I wondered if someone could come along and set me free. Out of nowhere, took my hand, told me everything will be all right. My days were purged of the darkness of the night. You leveled me out and fill in the cracks. You in my sights, oh, there is no looking back at what I have done or the ones who could have filled your shoes. It's just you, my man from out of the blue. No longer will I worry about a worry. I'm ready to just be with you right here, just right here beside me, and the earth beneath our feet. We'll run till we catch the stars and we'll drink in the sea. It's time to be young, I'm ready to be brave. I'm free. Times I wonder why when you fell for me, but then I pinch myself cause it's just too good to be, till I remember that life works in funny ways. But now my mind, it's as easy as an ocean tide. Life is sand between my toes, a clear blue sky. My darkest hours have forever been washed away. You level me out and fill in the cracks. With you in my sights, oh, there is no turning back at what I have done or the ones who could have filled your shoes. It's just you, my man from out of the blue.
Thank you.
This is one I don't have to ask, but inspired.
Yeah.
pretty obvious. Point is a sort of semi-art music critic kind of guy. Don't worry about those other songs. Do your own.
Oh, I thank you.
That was beautiful. And your delivery was excellent.
Thanks. It's a new thing for me, and I'm really trying to focus on songwriting and. Gosh, it's frustrating, but it's fun.
Well, you're doing a great job of
Thank
it.
Thank you.
So, Amy, it's your turn to come back and continue. This is so much fun. Don't you think this is fun, Mike? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? No, it's okay. I think we're going to work out just right at 7 o'clock.
Okay, have another minute after.
Okay. I can fill that air. I can do that. So we have back again Amy. And I'm still a little confused. Now, what's the sequence of performance here on?
Our show is on Saturday?
Uh-huh.
You mean?
Yeah.
Well, I know. Sounds like Devin's at Vagabond at 4, and I'm at Vagabond at 5. Emily's at Palmer Deli at 4. Devin's at Palmer Deli at 6, and I'm at Palmer Deli at 7. So,
I see.
Yeah, it's a nice...
Yeah, it covers a lot of territory.
Absolutely, and I know that there's some other amazing musicians playing that day as well. Yeah. Melanie Trost is will play, in, yeah, and Boogie Willis, she's amazing.
Boogie Willis is going to be on the harp, I know. And maybe it'll be...
Okay, well, the audience can't hear you guys because you didn't go up to the microphone like you were told to do. So we're going to right on to Amy here.
Anyhow, there will be a lot of awesome music in Palmer on Saturday. So I'm going to do another one of my own, and this is really, really fun.
Wanna hate you, but I don't. Wanna love you, but I won't. Tears are coming way too fast. Just want something that will last. Not just another broken dream. Things are never what they seem. Sit and look up at the sky. And I can't help but wonder why. Why? Wanna hate you, but I don't. Wanna love you, but I won't. My dreams are shades of losing grace. Need to think of the words we say. Come alive most late at night. And broken dreams till morning light. Light. Wanna hate you, but I don't. Wanna love you, but I won't.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, everyone.
A very nice nice delivery. I can see why Emily views you as a folk hero. And I think she said you also have a great sense of community. Was that term I heard her say?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Very important.
Yeah.
Even for people from Wasilla.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Or maybe especially from people from Wasilla.
Maybe.
Just
the valley in general, perhaps.
It could be.
Or Alaska in general.
Well, this is quite an interesting valley. It's interesting people. One of the most beautiful places on the planet.
Yes, it is.
We need to protect it, too. So I'm going to let Emily come up next, and she'll... be our last performer for this evening, and I'm going to thank both of you. Please don't leave. I want you around. It's somebody has to throw things at Emily. This is one of the things that we're trying to do on this show is provide that opportunity for exposure. Especially with young people, it's not limited to that. Of course, we've had some really old folks on, like Rod Rodstadt and Jim Lasseter, and we'll have more of them. I'm waiting for Robert Howard to get back. That should be exciting. This is something we're trying to do, and hopefully... you out there listening to us in Nepal, hi, James, or in North Carolina or New York or all the friends. And not only can you listen to us live on the 89.5 FM. You can also pick us up at radiofreepalmer.org, streamed and podcast. So this is, an opportunity. And if you missed us tonight, you can listen to us tomorrow. And but the best thing of all, and this is the true joy, and you, the one thing that radio can't provide, you can come see these young women play right here in Palmer. So, Emily, bring us out.
All right.
Busted flying Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. Feeling nearly as faded as my jeans. Bobby found a diesel down just before it rained. Rode us all the way to New Orleans. Well, I pulled my heart out of my dirty red bandana. I played softly while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping timers, holding Bobby's hand in mine, we sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. Don't mean nothing, honey, that ain't free now. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. And feeling good is good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather and through everything we've done, Bobby kept me from the cold. Somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let him slip away. Looking for that home, I hope he finds it. But trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday. To be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing, honey, that ain't free now. Good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. And feeling good is good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. La la la, la 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 la.
Well, thank you all. We forgot to clap. Thank Emily Berry, Devin, Amy. Thank Denise Smith-Statz for this idea of Who Let the Girls Out. Oh, and I wanted to thank one other person who wasn't mentioned tonight, and that's Lori Copenberg. And that time back there 5 years ago, at that time of adversity and wind and terrible things, Lori was one of the champions, and I'm glad I thought of that. Thank you. Good night.